Okay. Well, both of you, welcome to Urbana.
Thank you.
And how long have you been in town?
Now it's 5 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we came in on Sunday.
Monday.
Yeah, came in on Monday. Yeah.
It's a smaller city. I mean, Zomba is a much larger city.
In terms of population, yes, because I checked, Urbana is about 40,000, but Zomba is about 100,000. So, mm-hmm. But I think possibly in terms of land area, we may not be very different. The difference is in population density.
Okay.
Yeah, we have some slums which are highly populated.
And very concentrated?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Yes.
Is there a university in Zomba?
Yes, we have the main campus of University of Malawi. We call it Chancellor College. It has 5 faculties. That's the main university college, which is in Zomba. Actually, it's the oldest university campus.
And about how many students are there?
About 5,000.
5,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Tell me about your visit to Urbana, and what have you been learning, or what people have you been talking to that you think is useful once you get back home?
Yeah, I think starting from, because we started from the conference in Washington, D.C. So the first issue that we really were able to understand, it's the concept of city-sister relationships and the fact of people-to-people diplomacy. Where we need to know our colleagues here, and our colleagues here need to know us there at personal level, at organizational level, that type of relationship. So I think so far we are mostly looking at the projects that we are doing between us, Urbana and Zomba, and funded by Sister City International. But from here we have established links whereby we are also going to establish links in Zomba. As you were asking, you were talking about the university. This far we haven't engaged, but this time around when we go back, we are going to visit the university administration to see how we can link the Chancellor College, University of Malawi, and the university here, so that possibly the professors there can link with professors here. Students there can link with students here. But that also goes to families. We want to see a good number of people from here come to Zomba and see how families in Zomba are living. So I think the major issue that in terms of our objective for coming to Urbana, the major issue is the issue of deepening our relationship. But let me say that we've also found out the friendliness of the people. We've actually, from day one to now, been meeting people, friendly people, discussions. They are interested to know what Zomba is all about, what Malawi is all about, what Africa is all about. And also we've really learned the type of city planning which is here. Look at the roads, how they are lined up properly. That may be different from us. We haven't reached that level yet in terms of city planning. But also we had a chance of going to the city council and attended a city council meeting in session. That also was a lesson that when we go back we'll be able to see. Because here there's engagement between the city council and the community, the citizens, which maybe we are not doing much. Mm-hmm. As yet. Mostly we make the decisions for the people, and the people have to follow the decisions made without their consultations.
Do residents in Zomba show up at city council meetings?
No. Mostly it's those who are invited. But mm-hmm. otherwise, for them just to show up, that doesn't happen much.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see common problems or common challenges that this city, that Zomba and Urbana both face, or are the problems very different?
No, there are common problems. For example, of financing. We also struggle with where to get the money to provide the services. We have also seen here that they are trying means and ways of getting financing. Payment of taxes, it's not something that citizens really love, but as a city council, you still have to tax for you to be able to provide services. So I think just as we struggle with financing, they also struggle with financing here. There are also, problems in terms of rapport with the citizenry. It's not easy to convince the citizens that you are doing your best. So we've also seen those problems here. Citizens really want more when you may not be able to provide the much that they require. So those are some of the things which we have in common. But also, I think the issue of friendliness. So Zomba is very friendly. The people in Malawi are very friendly. But the people also here are very friendly and inquisitive to learn about other people. So those are some of the common issues. Yes.
Now, Charles, if your job is similar to that of, say, the city manager,
yes,
or around here, Musa, your job at the city of Zomba, is there an equivalent that Champaign or Urbana would have, an equivalent similar position?
But here, I'm not sure. But here, I think they call it the chief of staff.
Chief of staff?
Yeah, something like that.
Like Urbana's chief of staff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you work for Charles or do you work for a mayor? Or?
I work for Charles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And what have you seen in your visit to Urbana that you think could be useful or to look into when you get back home?
I think most of the issues are the ones which Charles has mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I think another thing maybe which I've noted is people here are also hardworking. They are focused most of the times, and they do what is expected from what I've noted.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an area which we also need to emulate. When we go back, that we need to be focused and hardworking, and also work towards improving the welfare of the populace.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Does Zomba have a particular industry that predominates? What sort of work do people do out there?
Zomba is mostly a service city and education city, so we don't have. What we would call industry in Zomba. It's an area that we want to go to now. We want to establish an area where industries can come in. But currently, we are mostly looking at service as service and education as the main stay of the Zomba city economy. Most of the people are there either for education, or they are providing a certain form of service, be it hospitality or trading and the like. But we are not industrialized. Blantyre City, which is 50 kilometers or 40 miles from Zomba, is our commercial city. That's where most of the industries are. But currently, a desire is that we should get some of the business out of Blantyre to bring to Zomba. So it's an issue that we are looking at now to see how we can make the environment conducive for industry. But as of now, we are not an industrial city. We are a service city. But we also have a lot of agricultural trading and production So possibly when we are talking of industrialization, maybe the area that we'll be looking at is agro-processing, because we have a lot of the surrounding areas which are very fertile areas where agriculture production is happening. There's a lot of rice being grown, cassava, maize, and the like. So mostly we would be able to do agro-business. We also have areas where we have fish production. So those are the industry that we may have to introduce in the future.
People who are farming, I mean, is it residents of the city who are farming at lands near the city, or is it people who live outside the city who are doing the
both? Both. Some of the people who are staying in the city, they do farm outside the city. But we also have people who are outside the city who farm and bring their produce into the city.
Mm-hmm. What's the, I think you had mentioned some programs you were already doing with funding from the Sister City International Organization. And could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, actually, we have a grant of $115,000 from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation through Sister Cities International, which we prioritized the three projects. Of course, there were a lot of projects that could be done, but looking at the amount of money which is there, we could only do a certain amount of projects. So we prioritized the three projects. The first one is an extension of the piped water system to the peri-urban population, which currently are getting their water from unprotected sources. Now, being near the city boundaries, or some of them within the city boundaries, but they are not having potable water, it's a problem. So that project, we are going to do 24 what we call communal water points, where a number of families can go and get potable water from a point at a fee which they will be paying as a community, not at individual level. So that's the first project. The second project, we are doing 11 what we call four drop hole VIP latrines for schools. It's a sanitation project where we are trying to improve sanitation in our elementary schools, and the aim is to reduce time pupils spend waiting to, as they are queuing to access a sanitary facility like toilets. So that will help us on that one. And the last one, the third one, is an ablution block at our main hospital. Now that one, in our country, Malawi, the health system is in such a way that we do not have adequate nursing staff. So what will happen is if somebody is sick, the nurses which are there will only look at the medical side of the patient. But the other side, where you talk of food, you talk of clothing and the like, you have to have a guardian to look after that the patient. So those guardians, but are not catered for by the hospital. So normally they have what is called a guardian shelter. Now it's there, but the guardian shelter does not have sanitary facilities. That does not have where the guardian can go and have a shower. So we are providing a facility which will have showers for them to have a shower, but also toilet facilities that they can use as they are looking after their patients. So those are the three projects that we are doing with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation money through Sister Cities International.
Have those projects started? Are they underway?
The approval will finally be done. We're expecting it this week. So we are expecting to start the actual processing of the procurement and construction next month. And possibly finish either by August or latest end of the year. Yes.
Now, I know that have many people yet been over to Zomba from Urbana? I know Dennis has been out there. Scott, have you traveled out there too? Mm-hmm. And is it something that residents, people in Zomba generally know about, that they have a sister city relationship and these folks are coming in from Urbana?
Yes, actually, Dennis Scott and have been to Zomba. Dennis has been to Zomba a number of times, but also I think there are others who went through the church. I think the Presbyterian Church. They have also been going there for some time to Zomba. But in this sister, because this sister city relationship started in 2008, so Dennis and Scott, I think Dennis came with David. There were three people who came as first group. We are the first group from Zomba to here. But the discussions that we have been having here, actually, the number of engagements that we had with the Lotale at the Malawi Mixer, and at a number of other receptions, a lot of people are now, I think, aware of the relationship, and a lot of people are now saying, what can we do to go? So I think Dennis and Scott are the ones who are going to coordinate here to see how best we start this, because I think there's a lot of response these few days we have been here. And in Zomba, people are aware of the relationship. So actually, the projects we are talking about are projects which are initiated by communities. So it was not the committee per se which initiated the projects. It's the communities in these areas where we are going to do the projects. So all of these people who are involved are aware of the relationship. And as I was saying, what we are going to do now is to take it even further to other institutions like the education institutions. But also we have student-to-student relationship. Students from Abana wrote letters to students in Zomba, and the students in Zomba have replied to those letters. But this time it was hand-driven letters. But we want to see if we can go electronic and let the students in Zomba be able to communicate with the students in Abana electronically.
What age group for the
students? These are elementary school students, yes.
Okay, so that must be pretty exciting for people on both sides.
Yes, yes.
When do you think that more people from Urbana will be going to Zomba, or more people from Zomba will be coming here again?
Possibly the first group will be for Abana to Zomba, as we are initiating the project. So maybe
May.
May. Around May, we should have a group of people from here going to Zomba.
Okay. Any idea how big that group will be?
Oh, that group will probably be five or less. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just to get around there and talk to people and learn.
Well, we have responsibilities to Sister Cities International vis-a-vis the grant process, and we have some trips, some tickets essentially that they've provided us, and so we want to take a trip that will comply with their standards for the project that we have and allow us to reach out to some of these other communities while we're there. So we're hoping to take an arts person, an education person, someone who will focus on the grant process itself, maybe a couple of other subject areas when we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I wanted to thank the both of you for taking time out of, I'm sure it's been a busy schedule the last few days.
Yes,
taking the time to come here and talk with me about the work you've been doing.
Thanks a lot. We also appreciate the opportunity to come and be here.
Okay. Are you leaving tomorrow?
Yes, we are leaving tomorrow early morning. We are going through Chicago, so we have to be in Chicago in good time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.